I don't want to be a toy at a birthday party. Do you?
I don't think so.
No. Oh. Hey, that's a hot mic.
A little loud there.
That's all right. We got the wonky setup here still.
Okay.
But you weren't here last time since they put up these new walls up here.
I'm loving the interior.
Do you know what they're made out of?
Play-Doh.
Close.
Okay.
Something you could wear.
Hmm.
You might be wearing them now.
Fleece.
Maybe you usually wear them on your pants.
My pants.
Jeans. They're blue jeans.
Really?
They're these recycled
are
blue jeans.
These are denim?
They're denim.
Denim soundproof. Okay. I can get behind that.
I think it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It's better than the stuff that was catching on fire before, or could catch on fire before.
This is the future, people. We have jeans on our walls.
Yes, and on your pants.
And on your pants.
And on your butt. Unless you have the assless chaps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Easy business.
Yeah. Tony there, Sammy here, facebook.com/onthebenchradio, and on, what's that called? The Instagram.
The Instagram.
At
we are.
On the Bench Sports Talk. And we got some big news in sports history today.
We do.
And, of course, there's stuff going on in Arizona.
There's a bunch of stuff going on. Arizona, not spring training, unfortunately.
No, this is.
Spring training is going on, but we have basketball scandals.
Woo! That'll be coming up right after today in sports history. But we also had that's going on. The basketball scandal is just insane. And then former NFL player,
played since like 2014.
Okay, so Jonathan Martin is in the news, not for good reason. That dude needs a lot of help, and the NFL needs to step in and help.
Starting off with the deactivation of his Instagram.
Exactly.
You know, some people can handle Instagram. On the Bench can.
We can.
He can't.
He cannot.
We'll touch on that a little bit later.
Yeah, that'll be after the break. But why don't we do a little today in sports history? What do you think?
I'm always game for some history.
You got to learn something. I mean, this is a campus.
We are on school grounds, so if we weren't teaching, we're not doing our job.
And last I remember, I did learn a thing or two at this campus.
Yeah.
Just a thing or two.
Thing or two.
But that's my fault.
Yeah.
So today in 1917, you know, the Red Sox, they sold a guy named Babe Ruth before.
They did. Curse.
They did. They also sold off this other player, really cool name. His name is Joe Wood, but he went by Smokey Joe Wood. Smokey Joe Wood. Sold him to Cleveland for $15,000 because they said his arm was, quote-unquote, dead at 26 years old.
Hmm.
What do you think happened? Do you think he had a resurgence or was he really had a dead arm?
I'm thinking resurgence. I don't know. I don't think we're diving into this story without a juicy ending.
The juicy ending is for naught. He pitched in 7 games from 1917 to 1920.
Okay.
He threw 18 innings, gave up 17 hits, 11 earned runs. That's a 5.40 ERA. Why was his arm dead, you might wonder, Tony?
I do wonder.
Well, you know, back at the turn of the century, they didn't really care about their players or their health or just go out there and throw 17 inning complete game.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well,
2 days rest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, in those years prior to that trade, from 1908 to 1915, he threw 1,400 innings.
Wow.
218 games appeared in.
He was 26?
Yes.
Jeez.
157 games started. I want you to guess how many complete games he had out of the 157.
125.
121.
Ah!
Yeah.
Wow.
You won't see that even close.
Oh, no.
I mean,
not even.
That won't even be with us. Probably the whole league in a span of 10 years won't have 121 complete games.
I read somewhere the average starting pitcher lasts 5.5 innings.
Yeah.
In this this day and age.
Yeah. Not then. 8 seasons, he threw 1,400 innings. Do you think maybe that's why he had a dead arm?
Yeah, there's a good chance.
There's a good chance.
There's a very good chance.
But he was phenomenal. I mean, even though it was, you know,
the
dead ball era.
Man, 26. Ah, the dead ball era.
Well, he had his ERA was lower than 2 in those 8 seasons. 1.99 for Smokey Joe Wood.
Should have hung up the cleats when it was rolling good, man.
He should have. Well, Cleveland, again, did a stupid thing. They paid $15,000 for nothing.
That's Cleveland baseball.
It's Cleveland baseball. 1980. The big hockey game happened in 1980.
Mighty Ducks. No. No.
That's the movie.
Okay.
Who was then turned into a sports franchise. But
you know what bugs me about that movie?
What's that?
Is that hockey
Only
team
Estevez?
Couldn't beat an NHL team, but they go on and take on Russia and beat... I have some problems with
Disney. Do you believe in miracles?
Not in movies.
Not in movies. But in real life.
Real life?
I'm not talking about the miracle game, though, of 1980. This is the game afterwards. The game that's kind of just forgotten.
All right.
Because the men's team did win gold.
Really?
It was 2 days after the Do You Believe in Miracles
game. Speaking of miracles.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody thinks of just, you know, the miracle game against the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 days later, the men's team won the gold. Just like the women's team won the gold on Wednesday.
They did. First time since 1998.
That was an amazing shootout. Amazing ending. That one goal that Canada had that I thought was like, oh, God, U.S. is going to lose. That's the only thing Olympic-wise I will watch.
I was about to say, it's hard to get motivated about Winter Olympics other than that and the bobsleds. I love bobsleds. Like, Cool Runnings, great film.
Well, John Candy.
That inspired my passion for bobsled watching.
I think that inspired anybody's eye-opening for bobsledding.
Right?
And, you know, let it be the Jamaican team winning. What have they ever won anything?
Let's have that happen in real life. Yeah. Come on, Jamaica.
If they ever won anything.
Come on.
But, yeah, so everybody kind of forgets about that gold medal game in 1980, but they did win the gold. But that's a fantastic movie. I might go watch it tonight.
Hmm.
You've seen it, right? Miracle?
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. If not, hit the road.
Okay.
All right, 1982, more hockey. Wayne Gretzky scores a then-NHL record, which he'd break multiple times, his 78th goal of the season.
Wow.
He went on to score 92. 92 goals, which is number one all-time. He also holds the number two most all-time with 87.
Impressive.
That's pretty good. And Laker
I'm not a big hockey enthusiast. So I'm just like nodding my head.
But it's impressive. I mean,
it is.
92 goals in 81 games.
92 more goals than I could score. So,
exactly.
You know, there you go.
Laker legend,
ooh,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, scores his 36,000th NBA point today in 1987. He finished with 38,387.
What is that all time? That's...
number one, isn't
it? Number one all time.
I think so.
I don't know why I was thinking about that.
You had to think who's below him.
Jeez.
But he was rightfully enshrined in the Hall of Fame in 1995. Can you imagine if he didn't get in?
Well.
I mean, I could imagine. It is the writers.
Speaking of LA riots, that would part five.
I think that would be another one.
That would be another one if he didn't. Yeah, no.
Yep.
No question. No, no question.
No question. All right.
What else do we got?
Birthday time.
Birthday time.
All right. 1874.
Ooh,
this is an oldie.
We're going back.
You ever hear the name Honus Wagner?
I have.
All right. Famous pirate.
Famous pitcher.
But shortstop.
Shortstop. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to leave.
You're close. You're thinking of his brother. Pitcher Wagner.
Okay.
Anyways, pirate. You got pirate and pitcher mixed up. It's early.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Don't fire me.
I'm on no sleep, too.
Okay.
I can't fire you. You work for free. So, he played in
Europe. You're telling me this now?
He played in the... These mics are just terrible. He played in the early days of the National League for the Pirates, 1900 and 1917. Known as the Flying Dutchman, 8-time batting title winner, 1909 World Series winner, beat out Ty Cobb in the World Series.
Some big names.
That's big names. He was elected in the first class of the Hall of Fame voting in 1936.
Along with Ty Cobb.
But did you also know that he received the same amount of votes as... what some people say is maybe the greatest baseball player of all time?
Check this out. I'm the Great Vivino!
Huh?
What?
What?
I'm the Great Vivino!
What?
What?
Huh?
I'm the Great Bambino!
Oh.
Who's that? What? What did he say? You never heard of Salt in a Sweat? The Titan of Terror. Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout?
The King of Crash, man.
So? I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the great Bambi. That
wimpy deer?
Oh, great line. Iconic film.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Honest Wagner received the same amount of votes as Babe Ruth.
Wow.
A lot of people, I don't think, realize what a great player the Honest was.
He was. He was the first notable star.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball history.
And guess what? He had a very expensive
baseball card.
Baseball
yeah.
card.
It was the most expensive out there. It was like, what, $12
million? More?
More?
Let me scroll down what after is, I read this.
What is $12 million? Locking it in.
Yeah, we have 12. You're guessing 12?
12.
I know the answer, but Wagner was selected as the all-century team shortstop by Major League Baseball back at the turn of the century. But not a lot of people, you know, just think like, whatever. You know, he old dude, played a long time ago. Eight-time batting champ, 4 years in a row finished in a row. He had that. And he had a .328 career average. He hit .330 or better 13 times in his career.
It's not bad.
Including a career high of .381.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
You have a career .328 average. That's, you're locking yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
If you finish your career with an above .300 average,
that's pretty darn good.
You're a Hall of Fame candidate for sure.
But to compare him to the rest of the league, the league during his career hit .240.
Oof.
He was hitting .330. I mean, that's 100 points higher, basically. Wow. So, I mean, that's
crazy. Do you have who came
crazy.
In second in the batting title race?
Which year? The 381?
381 year.
I could look it up.
Okay.
I could look it up.
You could.
I could, but
you
I won't.
Could. Okay.
Let the people look it up at home. Do your homework. 3,400 hits.
We're on a school. Come on.
Exactly. 723 stolen bases. He was a flying
wow.
Dutchman for a
okay.
reason. But his card sold for $3.12 million
dang, okay.
back in 2013.
I would rather overestimate that.
Yeah, but someday it'll be worth that
someday.
Much.
Someday.
Do you know why it was worth so much money?
Because there's only like...
There's very little.
Five in existence. 10, 15.
Exactly. So okay. there's not many of them because they were made between 1909 and 1911.
Wow.
Why is it made so expensive nowadays? Is that because... Wagner refused to allow production of the card to continue because of one of two reasons. I'm guessing it's probably for the latter reason. Either he didn't want children to buy the cigarette packs because that's where they came into, the baseball cards, or it was he wasn't being compensated enough. I'm guessing
probably
it was the money.
The latter.
I think it's the latter.
Care about the kids, man.
Exactly. Only 50 of the 200 cards were ever distributed to the public.
Oh, wow.
So I think only...
It's crazy,
like
man.
You
only
said,
way to get only way to get baseball cards is to buy a pack of smokes.
Yeah, buy a pack of smokes. Well, that's how they used to lure people into baseball games back in the day of yore.
I mean, back in the day, even babies were popping in cigarettes, man. It was
exactly.
crazy.
Well, they used to give away a cigarette. You know how you get a bobblehead now? They used to give away a cigarette back in the day.
Gosh.
Can you imagine? And then you'd have
people.
The guys out there smoking cigarettes in the stands.
Oh, sure. On the field.
Yeah, why not?
In the dugout.
In the dugout. Oh, probably drinking beer, too. Lighten but up. The Red Sox did that.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Moving on.
Hall of Famer Eddie Murray played for the Dodgers here from L.A. Rookie of the Year, Hall of Famer, happy birthday. Floyd Money Mayweather, happy
Ooh.
Birthday. A lot of people think he's the greatest boxer of all time. Many people don't. Many people hate him. I think mostly everybody hates him. Statistically,
I mean,
he's the best.
I'll say this. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
Like him or not.
He's probably the greatest boxer of that generation, give or take.
Yeah.
Right? All right. And a death today, Eddie Plank, Gettysburg faithful, Gettysburg, PA. Born and raised in Gettysburg. Who would have thought? Won 326 games in the majors. And we're going very long on this segment, but I'm going to finish it until it kills me. Ogden Nash, a great poet and writer. He wrote, there's a really cool thing. We should go over this. He wrote it for... in the paper back in 1949, Sports Magazine, he outlined every letter of the alphabet he assigned to one of the greatest players of all time. So he chose Eddie Plank for P. P is for Plank, the arm of the A's, when he's tangled with Maddie, being Chrissy Mathewson. Games lasted for days.
Wow.
So two of the best of their time. And many people, this last but not least, another
what
death do we get? Today. Many people outside of Boston and New England probably don't know this name. Tony Conigliaro.
Oh, man, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I know. It's a good one. But Tony Conigliaro died today at the age of 45 from complications of pneumonia, but he was more famous for getting, if you saw our Instagram page, at On the Men's Sports Talk. He got bean.
Sock it to me.
Yeah. I should have played.
It's okay. You're already committed.
That's a fail.
I already committed to
this. That's a fail. But he got hit in the face back in 1963, carted off on a stretcher, linear fracture, left cheekbone, dislocated jaw, severe damage to his eye, almost went blind.
Wow.
Came back, won comeback player of the year, 20 home runs.
Wow.
The
impressive.
Year and a half later. Not bad.
They didn't have, like, the extra face guard.
Not them.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the little ear flap either.
Yeah, they didn't have anything.
They had nothing.
Expose.
That's better than having, I guess, the little paper cap that they wore before. So.
Yeah.
But
a little more protection. But,
though, I wish that baseball would make the base coaches wear the ear flaps, too. Because it's kind of pointless to wear the hat with just the hard hat.
I know. I mean,
well, you only need one.
Yeah.
Third base coach only needs the right side. First base coach only needs the left side.
Or just give him a glove. Like, come on.
Yeah, do that.
Just give him a glove.
Or hire you for the third base side. I'll take the first base side.
There you go.
We'll be the first base coach.
Human shields.
Yes, except I'll probably get out of the way of it.
Slow-mo jump in front of the ball.
Yeah.
You know?
No. You're blocking the president
exactly.
for getting shot.
Exactly, see.
You're blocking the first base
coach. This is
where
our funding's going.
This is where it's going to go. How much would you do that job for? I might do it for free.
I do it for free.
I think I'd do it
for the experience alone.
I would probably get fired the next day because it would just be like, yeah, that ball's coming too hot.
Dino Ebel in the back of the head. Sorry,
exactly.
Dino.
Exactly. Well, Tony there, Sammy here. Going to take a short break. I should probably get these commercials lined up, shouldn't I?
Maybe.
I think it would. That's the point of doing commercials last time I checked.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, radio silence is always.
I'm sure they love that.
Of course.
The management would love that. Anyways, take a short break. When we come back, talking U of A basketball.
Scandalous.
Something that we've never talked before on this show. Don't go anywhere. This is On the Bench Sports Talk.